Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's great to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I hope you will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired in your training. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. You're retarded, or
no,
you're tired, or
I've been looking for you for 15 minutes. I just done everything. Hey, Robert.
Hey,
what are we having? I'll just drink some tea. I'll just drink some tea is fine with me. This is fine, Mama. Sit down. I didn't know we were late.
World news.
I'd like to see that.
How are you doing?
I'm good for you.
You still getting along okay with your cancer?
Yeah.
Do we need to move something so you can sit down?
No, I can sit down.
Do we want to move the table over?
What do you want to do,
Sean? Sit down.
Oh, you go right on your pen.
Well, Mama, I was teasing you about cooking supper on the phone.
Teasing?
Yeah.
What?
Here, put that on the
phone.
Teasing, Sammy.
No, I was. I told you when I said we could eat bologna or something. I was being truthful. Help my mother not to be mad at me because I'm late.
Put me some of that. Well, I can do it here. And pass, take that rice one around.
Can I help you? Yeah. I didn't in them. I didn't know if you wanted it in that or not. No, when I told you I was coming, I didn't mean we were literally walking out the door. I just meant we were soon leaving. In the next couple of minutes. We had just got there. I hated to not speak to them. Is it rude to just stand up and dip it? Oh, it is anywhere else. Okay. Supposed to be pretty hot here tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, good.
96 or 7.
That's what they're calling for where we live.
Yeah, I know what you think.
Oh, that's saying not perfect, but forgiven.
I never thought about it.
Here you go. I dipped you some rice, Cindy. I
don't know if that's exactly the way you should say it or not. I said it, but
I don't know. To me.
I guess it means you're perfect.
We stopped and spoke to Geraldine. She was out there mowing, and we rolled the window down to speak. And I told her, I said, "Yeah, Mama called me. I mean, I talked to her, and she just put the biscuits in the oven." And she said, "No wonder you're in a hurry." Them are canned biscuits. No, that's fine. I thought they were homemade.
I can't remember.
Got any pepper? Where is it? I'll get it. Slide up, Sandy.
How can you get it better than me? Which, this is, okay. No, that's fine. We like canned biscuits, but seriously, I knew you had baked biscuits. And, no. You like Sadie. I forgot how long it had been, and Cindy said her mama hadn't cooked biscuits, homemade biscuits, since you were in high school.
She liked it.
Oh, man, her mama could do some cooking.
Cindy Carter liked them.
I hadn't had rice and gravy like that in a while. Not really.
You eat too many people to make gravy like that, isn't it? That gravy is making those
meals. And is that round steak or is it cube? It's like top sirloin, then, I mean, which is round.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah, it is, especially for this kind of stuff.
Round was good and all that, but I tell you, I got top sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I used to grill.
Well, top sirloin technically is considered part of the round, or pretty close. Like sirloin tips. So it's the same ballpark, but yeah, when I talked to Sammy on the phone, he said that he come by and he was going to bring a hamburger or something, and he come over here I know, but what was it y'all had for supper?
Country ham.
Sweet potato.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that she was at the lab working on doing something with the porcelain or whatever. How many units is he doing now? His business is good.
Yeah.
Wow. Cindy, you're mighty quiet. Can you eat it?
Mm-hmm. Good. Wow.
I was kidding. I believe I can eat that. Yeah. It don't want to give up without a struggle, but I can cut it. No. No, I don't need it. I got a knife. I thought I do have one. Yeah, they're saying where we are, it's supposed to be 96 tomorrow and close to 100 Saturday.
You know,
that's more like the middle or the first week of July, of August, isn't it? That's hot for August, really. What's the low tonight supposed to be? Do you, Ronald?
No, I
70, maybe. You know, when we dropped Cindy's mom and daddy off, Jane had cooked collards and sweet potato, big as both my fists put together, maybe three times that big. And she'd also cooked this really big banana pudding. And they asked us about eating. I said, no, I'm going to go to Mama's and eat. But I did tell JW to save me some banana pudding for tomorrow. It looked like the one you used to cook.
We had stopped it. McDonald's and got them chicken nuggets and they ate it on the way because they didn't know if they were going to have supper or not. So they ate that. Maybe they can still eat more.
This is really good.
Maybe they can eat a little of what's there anyway.
Good morning. I am trying to get my watch to sync. I was able to get it to sync last night as far as getting the part that picks up the satellite signal. I was able to get it to sync last night in about maybe 2 minutes, and this morning I'm having difficulty getting it to read a signal. We are actually about almost 180 miles from home, toward the eastern part of the state. And there we go. now I got a signal. Okay, it's kind of cloudy this morning. I don't know if that has something to do with it or not, but anyway, we have a green light, and we're going to start it, see if it will work. Put it on distance. Looks like we're good to go. And I think I will go, let me reset this. I think I will go the other direction. Let's see here. Okay, again, good morning. This is Roland. I'm home. Sitting out, left last night. Well, actually, yesterday afternoon, late. Mid-afternoon, after 2. Come down towards Wilmington, where our families live. Her parents are going to be visiting some family. We dropped them off, and then we came over to visit with my mother and stepdad. And, hold on just a minute. Okay. And anyway, it is about 10 minutes to 6 on Friday morning. Today is June the 19th. It is 73 degrees when I left. They have one of these weather stations, kind of like the one that I also have. Gives you the temperature. And it is exceptionally humid. I'm actually running in Wallace. And it's been quite a while since I was able to be here to do this. The last time I was here to run was, it's been probably 10 weeks ago, maybe. But anyway, got in last night around 6:30, and my mother had supper prepared. We had steak and gravy and rice. When I grew up, you had rice with everything. And we also had potatoes and beans cooked together. And I called her like 30 minutes before we were to be here, telling her that we would soon be here. And she said she was putting the biscuits in the oven. And I thought, wow, I haven't had a homemade biscuit that my mother cooked in years. And she used to do that. So, rushed on over from dropping off Cindy's parents and sit down. And I had asked her, did she have molasses? She said, sure, I got some. So I pulled the cover back, took out the biscuit. I wanted to discover that, you know what, these biscuits are not homemade. They came out of a can. Reminds me of the guy that I knew. Said his wife did the nicest thing for him. Every time she'd go off, she would take the biscuits and get them ready, the raw dough, put them in a can for him. When she was gone, all he had to do was pop that can open and stick them in the stove. Well, my mother's cooked enough biscuits in her life that I'll certainly let this pass. And it was good. I like to eat my biscuit as my dessert. So we enjoyed that, and I enjoyed being here. Okay, today we are once again going on the long run. We are looking to run for hopefully an hour and 45 minutes. So I really need to try to pace myself. And make sure that I do not start out too quickly, which is easy for all of us to do, I guess. In addition to the recorder, I'm also got on my my belt that I wear, and the belt goes around to the base of my back. When I mention fanny pack, it's kind of like a fanny pack, but not really. It goes to the back, brittle big nut that someone run over might hurt at time. So, and in the fanny pack, or in the belt, along the back, I have my phone, which I always carry with me, just in case. Now, this past time I went running, the phone actually, could have gotten wet, so I wrapped it in a plastic bag from the grocery store, small bag. I guess it was actually more like you get at the drugstore. Wrapped it up in that good and tight, put it in the pack, keeps it from getting wet. And it rained on me just about the whole run. I ran, I think it was 70 minutes and 30 some seconds. You can go to the website and read about the run, go to Buckeyes, there's a link there that you can see how far I went. And some information too about where the run was, how I felt, that type of thing. There's more information than you might typically find in that type of entry if you ever check out where some of my runs at Buckeyes Outdoors. So anyway, I have the phone again. I have my recorder. I have the two gel packs. Today I'm using Honey Zingers. Last week I used the... I actually picked up some of the watermelon extreme beans, which again, I really like those. I ran 90 minutes, ate the jelly beans about 48 minutes into the run, and felt great. Just after an hour, I really seemed to get a boost from it. Well, today, we're going to be once again using the gels, Honey Zingers. Didn't bring any jelly beans with me, but we'll see how that goes. And then, of course, on the belt itself, around front on my left, I have the pod, which records the actual distance, things like that, to let me know how far I've gone, pace, speed, that type of thing. So, while it may sound like a lot, it's actually pretty small. And I actually could use a belt that held something bigger. A couple things I'll just throw out, and I'd be curious to know your experience with it. How much is enough and how much is too much? In other words, what I'm getting at, I remember as a teen running, I put on my shoes, put on my watch, which was a chronograph, of course, at least according to the time. I would jump out the door. I was good to go. I knew where to stop for water. Didn't know anything about taking any kind of electrolyte replacement. Didn't know anything about that other than I may drink some Gatorade when I get back, or I might have decided to just drink Perrier and I'd eat whatever I felt like eating. Well, now, got gel packs, I've got all that stuff I described. I've got a watch with a small pod, and it is small, don't get me wrong. It's smaller than most pagers. But I carry this with me, and it's like when I go running, I can't just throw everything on and go. Honestly, it takes me 15 minutes, especially if I'm recording an episode. Or for an episode, it takes me 15 minutes to get hooked up. I tend to be a minimalist, and one of the things that I like to say about life, which I very much believe in, is the simpler, the better. And believe it or not, the fewer words, the better, as far as communication. So, I guess the question is, you know, where do you draw the line? I mean, I hear about people sometimes don't even take a watch. Once in a while, they'll take a day. All they have on are their clothes and their shoes. And don't even really have a plan of where they're going. They just get out and go. Maybe that's you. Or are you a person that feels like, hey, you know what, there's certain things that I just have to have. When it boils down to it, we don't have to have anything, I don't think, except good shoes. I will not compromise on good shoes. Yeah, I told you that I wear a shirt from Walmart, but I can't find shorts there that I like. I'll pay good money for shorts, and I will wear good shoes. Try to get a good deal on the shoes, but today I am wearing the Loco Perfectos, what I call the whites. Okay, we're turning around. The white ones have white shoelaces. The ones I call the blues, whenever you look on the running log, those have blue laces. Those are older. So today I'm wearing the Perfectos, the whites. They are a stability shoe, but not heavy stability. And again, Loco is a company that was founded by people who have worked for Nike, Adidas, Brooks, all the well-known brands. And they decided that we can make a shoe that will serve the needs of most every runner, male and female, without costing a fortune, but yet being just as good a quality. They do that a couple of ways. First one is that they do use quality materials, so they do not skimp on that. Now look at the shoe, quality of the shoe. I've never had an issue with that. But they don't put a lot of gimmicks, what I would tend to call gimmicks, in a shoe. And those things are beneficial. But I mean, you're not going to find gel. You're not going to find air. You're just going to find EVA material. Well-constructed shoe, fits good, rides good. What I like about these, the heels and soles are pretty thick, and they are actually extremely comfortable. First time I put them on, the original pair, the blues, went for a run. I could not believe how great they felt right out of the box. And I think I gave, I don't know, it was $70, something like that. A comparable shoe would probably run maybe $100. But if you go to loco.com, you can check out various types. But they don't use a lot of gimmicks. That's the first reason they can keep the prices down. Second is advertising. They don't spend a whole lot on it. But the third point is that they keep a model the same. They promise for at least 5 years. If you've been like me and got a pair of shoes you really like, a model, a brand, and then every year a new version comes out, it can get pretty frustrating. And so with the Loco company, part of what they do is they promise they will not change shoes for a year. Now the Perfectos are due to be changed this year. And when I say changed, I don't know that means a whole lot, but they're going to be tweaking that type of thing. So, if you're looking for a good pair of shoes, and I mean a good pair of shoes, I wouldn't try to get you to check into something that was of inferior quality at all. I love them, and I have a feeling you would too, but they have different models, cushioning, stability, got some racing flats, perfectly called the Banditos. Probably have a shoe that would fit your needs. Check them out, loco.com. And if you decide to go with a pair, let me know. I'm not a paid spokesman for Loco, and I receive no compensation from that company. They don't know who I am. Other than if they went in their records, they could probably tell that I had ordered shoes before. So it's just an opinion point. All right, we are 15 minutes into this run, and I think I'm gonna take a break here, and we will pick it up in a few minutes. So we'll talk to you toward the end of the run. All right, thanks. Okay, we are 1 hour and 40 minutes into this run. Give you a weather report. Probably mid to upper 70s, 100% or 95% humidity. How today's supposed to be 100? 99, something like that here. And I'm not sure what time it is, but 7 before 8 o'clock, and it's already hot. I'm soaked through and through. My shorts are sticking to my legs. But I'm not uncomfortable for his clothing. I took a gel at 45 minutes with water. Took another hour and 20 minutes in water. I keep touching my forearms on the top just to make sure they're good and moist. You realize, probably already know, that if you are getting dry skin, that's a sign you are getting dehydrated. This is one of those runs that if I had not had water, there's no way I could have continued. Whew. It's also one of those runs, about an hour and 20 minutes, I started thinking like I felt at the race several weeks ago, Westchester Day School, when it was so hot. But we have persevered. So I'm going to be winding this one up. I want to tell you that runs like this, and I know you have them as well, they really determine the kind of metal that you have. And I realize that I'm not the only one who does this, so I'm just saying to the whole gang, congratulations, keep going, be safe, drink plenty of fluids in this weather. Also, take your supplements, electrolyte supplements or replacements. I still think I'm leaning toward jelly beans, but slow down. I realize I was not going to be able to run this as fast as I do some runs. So I slowed down. I don't know how far I've been, but we're taking about 2.5 minutes. So, one other item about the hot weather. Again, I can't say enough about a hat that wicks, has vents. When I stopped for water, I actually sprayed my hat as well. And once that thing absorbs your sweat, even though it might be a bit warm the first few minutes, you begin to tell that, wow, it really makes a difference. So, okay, a couple minutes. Found a turtle a while ago, terrapin, threw him off the road. I did that last week on the first of the two big hills on the way home. At the bottom was a turtle, and I knew he would be mashed if somebody didn't help him, so picked him up, tossed him gently into the woods. So we're all God's creatures, right? Okay. I want to remind you of the race next week. Hopefully, episode 8 will be race coverage. If it's as hot as it is today, not sure how we'll do, but we have to get some audio before and after. Maybe some photos as well. This past week, this is my third run since Sunday, counting Sunday. I'm at about 10, 17. We've got about 28 miles in the last 7 days. And I should run again this Sunday, 70 minutes. And then a lighter week, first two runs of next week, leading up to the race. So if my wife goes with me, I think she is, we'll get some pictures as well on the post. Okay, I have another item I want to quickly tell you about. The episodes 1 and 2, were not quite what I needed them to be. Hold on a second. Okay, we are stopping. man. Holy. Oh, me. I actually started chanting a mantra. And basically it was, remember the benefit. Remember the benefit. Remember the benefit. If I was scheduled for 15 more minutes, I'll be honest, I don't know if I'd make it. I probably would. Because I'm just that stubborn and driven person that if I put my mind to it, I'll get it done. And the fact that you're listening to this and run, you're no doubt the same way. Episode 1, if you remember, was short. I reloaded the file for that. We now have the full episode. There's about 12 minutes more on that first episode that if you listened prior to this week, you didn't get it. So go back and check that out. Episode 2, if you remember, the file was corrupted. The quality wasn't very good. I did attempt to upload the same file, but in a better quality recording of it. I think I succeeded. So the audio quality should be better on episode 2 as well. So you've got a longer episode, the full episode in 1, good quality in 2. Okay, I'm going to walk around a few minutes and then get back to my mother's house here in Wallace. We'll be heading back this afternoon, so by the time this gets up on probably Monday, we will be home for a couple of days. Okay, let's see, we want to check and see what we did today. 1 hour, 45 minutes, 32 seconds. We ran 10.94 miles. Almost 11, right at it. Average speed, 6.5. Not bad. Average pace, 9.09. That seems to be me for the long run. So, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, I'm happy with that. And the fact I finished. But thank you for joining me. Again, the emails and the response I'm getting is very, very encouraging, and I just want to say thank you. And because without hearing from you, this really is meaningless, and I just mean that in the sense that I want to know that what I'm sharing is encouraging somebody, helping you to achieve your running goals or whatever. So thanks for taking me along. Have a great week. We will be back, Lord willing, in about a week with a race report. We're running a 10K in Greensboro, North Carolina. It is the 27th, is that Saturday? A week from tomorrow at 8 o'clock in downtown Greensboro. Looking forward to it. Check the posts on the blog and listen for episode 8. We'll see. You've been listening to episode 7 of the 20 Minute Runner. Thanks for being with me. Have a great week. Let me hear from you. Email me, 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to cool off here, and I hope you had a great run as well. We will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye. That does it for this episode of the 20 Minute Runner. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about items mentioned in this podcast in the show notes at the blog. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment on this week's post or drop me an email. I appreciate you listening and want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts about the program. All of the music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. Detailed information about artists and song titles for all of the music used in this podcast can be found in the show notes. Simply follow the links for this episode. It's been great sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time. I trust that your training is going well.
thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.